Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm John Ramos, and welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I'm excited about our program today and all the many things we're going to be talking about. We're excited to welcome Christian Television Network and all of our viewers all around the nation and the world. Joining me today to encourage you in the studio is the producer himself, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
Hello, and Steve Kalaszewski.
Hello, hello.
No good day?
Good day, sir. I was
good
trying to
day.
Just change it up.
Okay.
You
got to give us the good day. We are excited about some of the things that we are going to be discussing and talking with you today. We're excited about all of our friends on Facebook. My goodness, it's always great hearing from you guys, and your messages are so encouraging. We can ask you to continue. Share with your friends, and let's keep the conversation light all around the world.
Amen.
But, guys, I don't know if you saw this. You know, we're going to be talking about today some of the things that are happening in Iraq as things are changing. I mean, right now on an hourly, on an hourly basis, as well as an update regarding some bold stance a 17-year-old,
yes.
A 17-year-old has taken in Israel regarding the three students that have been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Right now, in fact, I don't know if you remember, but last Thursday or some time ago, these Israeli teenagers were kidnapped. When they were returning from Jewish college, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the Israeli government believes that these boys are being held by a terrorist group. And so they're trying to find them and trying to locate where they're at. Understand this. You don't mess with Israel.
No.
I mean, they don't believe in not just leaving any prisoner behind, but they're not going to leave any citizen behind.
That's right.
And we can learn a lot from that. I mean, when you think about what's happening around the world and how we have Pastor Saeed Abedini still in prison in Iran. At one time, there was a missionary that was held captive in North Korea for some time. And Sergeant Andrews, the Marine, which we're going to be talking more about today in today's program, he is still in prison in Mexico. And it's almost like, man, if you're an American right now... don't get in trouble overseas, because I don't know. I don't know if, you know, much prayers are going forth. But I tell you that we want to stand behind this young man, and we're going to share with you a video that he sent out. He's from Israel, and he shares a message to the terrorists. We want to cover this young man in prayer. We want to support him because, you know, he's willing to be so bold. When you hear him, when you see him, he speaks in Arabic, Hebrew, and English.
Yeah.
I mean, he translates.
Wow. Very well.
He translates his whole message. Well. I mean, he gets it out, and we want to support him.
Yeah.
When a 17-year-old, a 17-year-old, can
very
not only
bold.
Say those things,
yeah,
but then put himself on video and say, "Hey, listen, boldly. I got a message for you. Bring these boys back." In fact, he's actually related to one of the boys that have been taken captive.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to watch this video as you hear this 17-year-old young man share a message.
To those terrorists who have kidnapped our kids, לאלו הטרוריסטים שחטפו את הילדים שלנו, לאלהבי אלי חטפו אולדנה, bring them back. And you better bring them back now. תחזירו אותם, ועדיף לכם להחזיר אותם עכשיו. רג'עון, ואחסן לכות רג'עון, עשה. To Bibi, our Prime Minister, and his government, לביבי, ראש הממשלה שלנו, ולכל הממשלה שלו, לביבי, ראיס וזרענה, וחוקומתו, wake up, תתעוררו. Isha, and stop cooperating with terrorists. ותפסיק לשתף פעולה עם מחבלים וטרוריסטים. ובטל אנה תתעון מע ארהבי ומחרבין. The Palestinian Authority is the biggest terrorist. السلطة الفلسطينية هي أكبر ارهابي. הרשות הפלסטינאית עם הטרוריסטים הכי גדולים. שלשום, הנערים האלו נחטפו. Yesterday or 2 days ago, these Israeli kids were kidnapped. אבל הם בדרך, הדול השבב נחטפו. Tomorrow, it could be me, you, or any other Israeli. מחר, זה יכול להיות אני, אתה, או כל ישראלי אחר. בוקרה, ممكن يكون هذا انا اللي راح نختف او انت او اي اسرائيلي ثاني عربي ولا يهودي. Our enemies don't separate between Arabs and Jews living in Israel. האויבים שלנו לא מפרידים בין ערבים ויהודים שחיים בישראל. أعداءنا ما بميزوش بين عربي ويهودي عايشين في إسرائيل. For them we are all one. For them we are all Israelis. بشبلام نحن كلنا واحد. نحن كلنا إسرائيلين. بالنسبة لإلهن إحنا كنا واحد. إحنا كنا إسرائيليين. And you know what? I am proud about that. I'm an Israeli and I will remain an Israeli. ואתם יודעים מה? אני גאה בזה. אני ישראלי ואני אשאר ישראלי. وأنا فخور بهذا الإشي إنه هن بيعتبرون إن إحنا إسرائيلي لأنه أنا إسرائيلي وأنا رح أضل إسرائيلي. And again, you better bring them back. עדיף לכם להחזיר אותם. אחסן אלכו אינו תרשגרוהם. Israel is here to exist as a Jewish and as a democratic country. ישראל פה להישאר כמדינה יהודית דמוקרטית. ישראל נווג'דת עשן אדלה כדאולי יהודי דמוקרטי. עם ישראל חי. יחיה שעב ישראל.
וואו. וואו. You just heard from 17-year-old Mohammed Zayobi, and he is the cousin of Balad MK, Hanin Zayobi, who has actually been taken captive. Listen, wow. We want to pray for this young man, and we want to encourage, I mean, that type of boldness mm-hmm. where someone can stand up and say, listen, hey, we're not going to tolerate that. A young man says, we're not going to tolerate that. Yeah. I think he's been watching Bibi here for a while, and he's been picking up some good leadership skills. Clear, articulate communication, firm.
Very clear.
Firm, and a call to action. And we join with him, and we say, bring these boys back home. We pray for Mohammed. We encourage you to pray for him. Hold him up in prayer, as you could imagine. You know, pray for him as if it was your son in Israel that gave that warning. You know that there are those that wouldn't want him to share that and be that bold.
Right.
And we stand in support of him and in prayer with him, not just in word. Lord, protect him and let others rise up and join the call to free these boys. Let me tell you, you know, this can really turn out to be something, you know, very serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, it already is serious as it is right now, but this can spill over into something greater.
Mm-hmm.
And not one hair of these boys should be harmed. Not one hair. They should be returned quickly. And I believe BB will be definitely, ready to get these guys out. In fact, you know, CBN is reporting that while they were sending troops basically house to house, they have already arrested about 200 Palestinians, I believe. They've Israel is on the move here. And when they were going house to house, they actually were able to seize a cache of weapons that were stored and they were, you know, in someone's home. So let me tell you, things are being uncovered, things are being exposed, and we just say that the exact place where these young boys are going to come and be found out, and they're going to be released. Also in the Middle East, we want to continue to pray. Right now in Iraq, Christians, Pat,
mm-hmm.
Steve, Christians are actually asking us to pray.
Yeah.
This is Islamic terrorist group, ISIS, is basically taking Iraq by storm, and they are actually going headed in Iraq, and they're actually fighting against the military. One report is that the Iraqi military is not even fighting back. I mean, they're just not really engaged, and we run a huge potential of actually losing everything that our American soldiers have went over there to fight for and laid down their lives.
Yeah.
And right now, Christians in Iraq are saying, pray for us, because we're being persecuted and we're being attacked. In fact, do we have a video?
Mm-hmm.
We want to encourage you to watch this video as CBN reports a little bit about what is happening, because remember, these events are changing on an hourly basis. So I want you to be updated. Watch this.
Well, just like every war, the fighting in Iraq is creating a refugee crisis. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are seeking shelter in camps across the region. CBN's Chris Mitchell reports from northern Iraq.
The stunning blitzkrieg by ISIS left thousands of broken lives in its wake.
This is one of the many refugee camps set up in the region. This one is just a few days old. And literally within the region, hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced. This camp is about a 15-minute drive from the ISIS forces. And most of the people here are from the city of Nineveh. And many of the men and women, boys and girls, have seen the worst of the fighting.
I saw people without heads on the street and people who have been killed in the streets. I saw this with my own eyes. When they got into Nineveh, they entered the houses and killed whole families. They don't care about the ages or the humanity. They only care about themselves.
That carnage drove these people away. Many refused to be interviewed by us on camera because, believe it or not, many expect to go back. Others, even some young teenage girls, told us ISIS would kill them if they returned. Now they have to adjust to another life.
In the region, according to the government, they said there was 100,000 coming to Erbil and 500,000 IDPs across the country. But now this is a really serious crisis and a challenge for the whole Iraq. So we, international organization, are here to support everyone who are in need in this crisis.
Camp life reduces life to basics. People need water. They clamor for ice. Kids cool off in the 100-degree heat. People fight boredom. Yet they did survive the butchery of ISIS. Sha'alan served in Iraqi intelligence and interviewed captured ISIS soldiers. He found out they have a larger agenda than Iraq.
We know that ISIS is not dreaming just to rule over Iraq, but they are dreaming to go to Europe and rule over all of the European continent. ISIS is dreaming to rule over the whole world.
The agenda of ISIS and this refugee camp are just two signs. Iraq and the Middle East may never be the same, and like Humpty Dumpty, may never be put together again. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, on the border between ISIS and Kurdish Iraq.
500,000 refugees are expected, and they're in this camp of basic life. When you look at that, it makes you to think how blessed we are. You know, there's nothing if you live in America that you have to complain about. You know, we are blessed. We want to encourage you. You know, you can be so fatigued with hearing news. That's why we want to bring a different perspective to you today in your living room, wherever you're watching us or listening to us on VFN TV. That it's not just about what's happening in the Middle East and we just kind of get, okay, that's it, been there, done that, but that we are encouraged as believers and as Christians to understand that what happens in the Middle East definitely affects Israel, and what affects Israel affects us. And we want to stand in the gap. We would just not want to be informed for the sake of being informed, but we want to be able to be informed so that we can pray with God's intention, according to God's will. And we want to see that what maybe the enemy definitely is stirring for evil, that God in the end will turn for good. And we want to see that salvation come to the Iraqi people. More when we come back from our break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What are students' rights in public schools concerning their faith? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My daughter, she's in ninth grade at a public school, and she was in a private school before that. She's very vocal about her faith, and my question is, what are her rights? I thought I heard that there was a booklet or something.
Well, we've got a great resource actually available, Mary, on our website that is kept very current. If you just go to aclj.org, great resources on students' rights in school. And students have broad free speech rights and religious expression rights on campus. Students do not surrender the rights to freedom of speech at the schoolhouse gate. So they've got great free speech rights. The thing they can't be is disruptive to the school environment. That is the standard. So as long as it's not disruptive, they carry the day.
The American Center for Law and Justice is here to defend our religious liberties. Learn more about the American Center for Law and Justice on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now.
There is a level of grace about to be poured out that is striking. It's awesome. It's going to come to sinners and awaken them when they're not looking. Are you hearing me? They're not going to be looking. It's going to get prodigals when the prodigals don't even know they want to go home. They're going to wake up one day and decide, I'm ready to go home. Sinners who don't believe are going to wake up and say, I believe. Atheists are going to have some light turned on inside of them. God is about to give us mega grace. And the mega grace will produce mega power and mega conversions and mega outpourings and mega breakthroughs and mega gifts of the Spirit. And I don't know how to measure that. I just know God says it's coming.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve, and we're just talking about the reality of what's happening in Iraq and how the refugees now were able to escape ISIS, which stands for Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, because their goal is not just Iraq, but their goal is Syria and, as it's being reported, Europe. And I've also heard the United States.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we really want to get behind the people of Iraq. We want to be in prayer. We definitely want to be aware of what's happening, because it would be a shame as one who's been in the military, as one who's fought for our country. I mean, it has to be, something to think about, you know, all the lives.
Yeah, well, you think about just, you know, exactly, like so many that have just put so much of their, you know, literally blood, sweat, and tears into that region. And it wasn't just for, a mission, because you really start to see the fact that you are affecting villages. You're in schools and in children. And it's just like, just because you leave the country doesn't mean it stops. And
Steve, for those that don't know, you were a Marine. Where exactly did you serve?
I served two deployments, and I was actually based out of Fallujah and operated everywhere from...
Which is Iraq?
Yeah, Fallujah is about an hour west of the capital of Baghdad, and we actually operated all the way basically north. There's a major lake, Tartar, to Syria and just over the whole northwestern region, and that's exactly right where I operated. And me personally, it's very difficult to just see how much unrest and just chaos is just unfolding in those moments. Because that was always the discussion, even when we were in country. It's just like, when we leave, is this stability going to remain? And that was the major question.
Right. And my understanding is that the president has sent 275 troops.
Mm-hmm. How many?
275 troops there to Iraq.
275,000?
No, 275. 275.
Really?
Yes.
To do what?
Well, we... Time will tell. Time will tell. I think that they're interested in protecting the embassy, because reports are that if our embassy goes down, then all of Iraq, I mean, it's just all over,
at that point.
Yeah, at that point.
Wow.
So it's just really interesting to see, you know, how all of this is unfolding. But, you know, we're living in such fragile times that just within days, within a couple of months, there's major shiftings that are, occurring across the globe. And so it's important. It's important to understand the times that we live in, to understand that, listen, Jesus is coming back soon, and you want to be close to him on the day that he is approaching. In the season and the age that we're living in, this is the time. Believe me, if there's ever been a time to give your heart wholeheartedly to the Lord, now's the time, because Jesus is coming back and you want to be ready. And for believers, it's for us to be engaged and to partner with God. And one of the greatest joys that we have as a Christian and as a believer is to be able to partner with God and join him in what, you know, he's doing in the land. But God's invited when we pray according to his will, and, you know, we're asking God to move, he moves. And so we ask you to, of course, to continue to pray, but not only to pray for the people of Iraq and our soldiers, their protection, but we also want to continue to lift up a Marine that served for us, wholeheartedly, Sergeant Andrew Tarmusi, who has now still been imprisoned in a jail in Mexico. I mean, he was took a wrong turn. He was going to San Diego, and he wound up being waved in by the Border Patrol, and now he is jailed. He was hogtied at one point. He was tortured. He was put in a jail with full of all sorts of criminals and rapists, and he just wants to go home. He just wants to go home, and we want to see him come home.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to listen, no soldier behind, whether he's in a uniform or without a uniform. Because I've heard a statement recently, we don't leave any soldiers behind in uniform. I don't think we should leave any soldier in or out of uniform anywhere. Bring them home. And we want Sergeant Tarmusi to come back home. But just recently, I believe, Greta Van Susteren of Fox News and Brett Baer had the opportunity to interview former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And they asked her specifically regarding Sergeant Tarmusi. And I want you to hear what she has to say. We're going to make sure that this video is available for you. Looks like we're having some technical we're working right now to have that video for you, and so that you can so we can see it and you can hear specifically what happened. But, you know, you think about it. We're living in a day and age now. I mean, I think there are borders. I think that we're friends with Mexico. You would think that all the president would need to do is pick up the phone and say, hey, our soldier, let him go.
Right.
Send him over the border there. When you think about all the people that are coming into our country illegally, there has to be an easier way. And what you're seeing now, I've never seen this in history. But we're living in a unique time where we're noticing that we have Americans that are spread all across the country, all across the world, rather, that are not free. And it's like, listen, bring Sergeant Andrews back home, bring Pastor Abedini back home, who is sitting in prison in Iran just for being a Christian. Just for being a Christian. He's an American citizen, and it's time to bring them back home. We have this video. We want you to watch Greta interview Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and hear in her own words how she feels about Sergeant Andrews and what needs to be done.
Tamarisi, he's a Marine. He's sitting in prison in Mexico since March 31st. Mexico is not fast-tracked to the judicial process. He's there after making an accidental turn. What can the United States do, or what should the United States be doing to help this Marine get fast-tracked through the judicial system, because it was an accidental turn into Mexico?
We should be doing, and I assume we are, you know, I'm not there, so I can't speak directly to it, but we should be doing, or I can tell you what I would be doing, burning up the telephone wires, sending, envoys, not just our ambassador, but others coming in, talking to the highest levels, Mexican officials, making it clear that this is really important to us. You know, we work with our counterparts, our friends in Mexico, on a lot of issues. Obviously, it's something that is in our interest to do it, as it is in theirs. But when this kind of action happens, and somebody who, as you say, made an accidental turn, who is serving our country, ends up in a prison, that is just unacceptable.
Would you expect that if you were still Secretary of State and you made a phone call, that they would get on this immediately?
Well, I'm not sure it would be only one phone call. We might have to make a couple of them and call everybody that we could.
But we have enough of diplomatic muscle with Mexico that this is, doesn't have to drag on this long.
Well, you know, again, I don't know the specifics, but I certainly expect that everything is being done that can be done, but maybe we need to raise the decibels a little bit more.
All right. Angela Merkel, that we were bugging her phone. Should she be?
Yes, she should be. That was absolutely uncalled for.
It's time to raise the decimals. It's time to raise the decimals. You're hearing from Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and her remarks regarding Sergeant Tarmusi and what needs to be done. And Greta asked a really important question. You know, do we have the diplomatic muscle with Mexico?
Yeah.
With Mexico to make this happen? Why are we even asking these type of questions?
Not getting it done. Because it seems like there's so many right things being said. It's just like we're doing so much talking. We just need to just back it up with action. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. Get it over with. And then just stop talking about it.
Well, you think about it. I mean, if we don't have diplomatic muscle with Mexico.
Come on.
Who do we have diplomatic muscle with?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the deal. You have the Secretary of State, one of the highest positions in our government, former Secretary of State, because the Secretary of State now is John Kerry. And Greta asked the question, listen, if you picked up the phone, can you make it happen?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, maybe a couple more phone calls. Well, whatever it takes. At the very minimum, we should have at least an envoy, she says, a delegation from the United States, maybe a group of senators that would at least visit, make sure that Sergeant Andrew is okay, make sure that his conditions are all right, that he's actually pulled out from general population, and he's in a secured facility for his safety. And we need to make sure that this is expedited. And we are basically, you know, want to encourage you and our viewers to make sure that you get in contact with your congressman and you make sure that they hear from us that we want to see Sergeant Andrew released. We want to see him home back in America where he belongs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want you to hear right now at the VFN Dream Center. You got to hear this. You got to hear what God is doing. Listen up.
I just speak to the nation now, all the way from Oregon to California, from Maine to Miami. Dear God, send fire. Fuego. Fire, God. Burn the sin, God, out of our lives. A third great awakening, God. Lord, we don't look to men. We don't look on the horizons. We look up because you're the God that answers by fire. Hey, send revival, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for screaming and yelling and complaining about darkness while we ourselves were darkness. And we pray, God, for everybody that we blamed who never even said yes to you, who never even said they wanted to make you the Lord of their life, and we blame our darkness on them. Lord, forgive us, and we break that curse off of them. And we say, Lord, may they know your love and your forgiveness and your mercy, God. Forgive us for judging the world. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we, oh God? The children of the light.
The children of the day is what he calls us. You're listening to a brief moment when the glory of God was so thick at the VFN Dream Center on the Emerald Coast. You can actually join us virtually or join us there. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Listen, our God says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is over you. Understand that the glory of God, the presence of God, is what separates us from everything else that's out there. Listen, get connected. Maybe God's saying now's the time. Today's the day. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And you know, I was abiding, guys, and I was thinking about, you know, the destiny of the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God. And it's so important that we understand that as sons and daughters of God, that we have a destiny, that God has a plan for us. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." You know, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you hope and a future. And I remember the first time I read that scripture, I said, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Hey, God,
a lot
you
better
got,
than my plans.
Yeah, you got plans for me? And so, yes, God does have a destiny for you. He does have a plan for you. However, the first destiny, the first plan that he has for you is for you to actually know him. And that sounds so like, okay, got it, you know, cool. But really, I believe that there's many, many, many people who think that they know him and they know of him and about him, but they don't really truly know him. And one of the signs of the end of the age, of the end times, is that great deception will come upon the land. And in fact, when the disciples asked Jesus, give us some of the signs. What are the signs of your coming? The first thing he says, watch that you're not deceived. First thing he says, and he begins to talk about it two more times about deception. And it says that the love of many will grow cold. And you know what? Deception begins to happen when you're not spending time with God. When you don't know him, then you're at the mercy of someone else trying to explain him to you. You know what I mean? And you have the opportunity. This is the joy of following Jesus Christ. This is the great pleasure that we have. Part of our spiritual inheritance is that you have an open door policy with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, the door is always open. You have as much time as you'd like. I heard someone say that you can have as much of God as you want.
Right.
So the question is,
how much do you want?
How much do you want? How much? And so it's imperative. I mean, it's a must that we know him and that we know his will, what are his plans, that we know his word, and that we know his ways, his character, who God is. Oftentimes we say, well, how can you know God? How can you know his character? How can you know, how can you say, well, that's not God? Well, if you read his word, the Bible will tell you God's thoughts. He will tell you what his truths are, what we're supposed to believe, what we're supposed to do and not to do. And once you get close to somebody, it's amazing. Once you're intimate with them, you can say, well,
I don't think you would do that.
Yeah, I don't think that person would do that. No. How do you know? Because I know them.
I've
been around them. I spend time with them. Our relationship has context. We have different scenarios, different opportunities. We live closely, and our lives are transparent. And when your lives are transparent like that and you walk closely with someone, you get to know their nature. You get to know their thought processes. You get to know what they like, what they don't like. And you get to really know them. And there's a big difference. There's a big difference. And so the Word of God says that those that know their God will do great exploits. They'll do great exploits. But many today, they don't know him intimately. They know about him. And it really is God's desire. It really is God's desire for us and his pleasure, not just his desire, but his pleasure for us to truly intimately know him. Oftentimes when we think about Adam and Eve and them being removed or kicked out or released from the Garden of Eden, however which way you want to, you know, put it, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they weren't fired from their job. They're just, their job was terminated. Yeah.
The garden was terminated.
Yeah, the garden was removed from them. They weren't removed from the garden. That we often think about, wow, that's a bum rap for Adam and Eve, man. They're not in the garden anymore. But did you ever think that It was a bum rap for God. You know, he missed out too. That was his desire.
Yeah.
You know, he walked in the cool of the day in the garden, and he had fellowship with Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He talked with them. And now, because of their choices of disobedience, that opportunity for them was removed from God as well. And so, you know, we have to understand that, hey, it's not just about getting some information about God, but it's about walking with him in revelation. And we don't want to fall short of the destiny and the plan that God has. I mean, what a shame. What a shame to live X amount of years and you know of him and about him and sort of and depend upon what you know from stories as opposed through from experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God tells us in James that if you draw close to God, God will draw close to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what an amazing God that we have, that he desires intimacy, he desires closeness, that we're allowed to come into his presence, and he doesn't push us off. I mean, it's an incredible joy that we have. And it's your destiny as a son and as a daughter of God. I've heard Brother Kilpatrick say that your first step determines God's next step. And God's waiting to see, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? How much do you want of me? And like anything in life, you get out of it
what you put into it.
What you put into it.
You know, it's always been encouraging me to think about the fact that God never has a, come back later sign or...
out to lunch.
Yeah. You know, he never puts up a hand and just says, wait, you know, hold on a second. You know, I'm busy.
Right.
I'm in a meeting. Let me get done with this phone call. God is always going to give you his full attention.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to tell you to hold on a second. He's never going to tell you, you know, I'm closed or I'm just too busy. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. It's just like, no matter where you are, you can always go to God and get his full attention.
Mm. Absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely. He's never out to lunch. He's present. Yeah. He is an ever-present help, the Bible says, in the time of trouble. And if he's an ever-present help in the time of trouble, he's an ever-present help all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants. He wants him to be the first choice, not the last choice, mm-hmm. not the crisis choice, you know, not the, oh, what are we going to do now? Let's turn to God.
Yeah.
He wants to be the first choice, and it's not like he's not there. He's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today you see a lot of people that have an information about God, but they lack the revelation. And when you really have a revelation of God and who he is, then you begin to see that revelation manifest mm-hmm. in your life, which means to appear in your life. Revelation leads to manifestation. It has manifested. It's present here. And you know what you believe when it manifests in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know it. I mean, you know when it appears in your life, that's how you know that you know it. I mean, you know what prayer is when you actually pray.
Yeah.
It's a part of your life, and it's what you do. You know experientially about prayer. You don't have to read about prayer. You don't have to see other people pray. You know prayer when you're actually praying. Prayer is part of your life. It's who you are. It's a lifestyle of prayer. So, which is a steady flow of communicating with God, mm-hmm. talking to him, not crisis intervention, please. crisis, I need your help.
Yeah.
You know, smoke signals. It's communion. You know, abiding. I mean, you know it. You know it when you're actually abiding.
Mm-hmm.
When you're spending time with God daily, when you're listening to his voice, when you're taking the time to write down what God is saying to you on a daily basis, you are experientially, intimately knowing abiding when it manifests. You know tithing when you are actually tithing. That's how you know that you have a revelation of the tithe when it manifests, when it goes beyond scripture and beyond what someone is saying or teaching.
Mm-hmm.
When it becomes part of your heart, part of your life, and you actually begin to do, when it manifests. And the thing about, you know, even Jesus, before he launched the disciples out in ministry, the first thing he did was he called them to himself.
Mm-hmm.
He drew the disciples close. And it's so important because so many times I see that believers, you know, in general are settling for just information about God.
Mm-hmm. That surface contact.
Yeah, it's okay just because everything else is surface.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's surface relationships, there's social media check-ins, there's all this type of, you know, on the surface. Listen, you can't have a surface relationship with God.
Right.
You can't check in on a Sunday mm-hmm. and check out and say, okay, I've, you know, Foursquare, you know, you checked in social media and you logged in. I was here, you know, I wasn't amongst the church mm-hmm. and then I'm out. No, you want to live in a daily visitation, habitation with God. You want to know him and enjoy the pleasure of walking with him mm-hmm. and enjoy that fellowship and that relationship. The Bible says it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search it out. And God is inviting you to come past the veil. Come mm-hmm. come and seek me. And when you seek me with all of your heart, God promises that you'll find him.
You think about it too, like exactly what you're saying. When we seek him with our heart, it really changes things when we encounter his heart. And you get that understanding, you get that revelation. You're just like, God has a heart and he's mm-hmm. got feelings and he has affection. He has joy. He has humor. He has feelings.
Yeah.
And when you encounter that perspective of who God is as Jesus, as the man, as Father, you're just like, you really want to draw that much closer to him. And it gives you that full perspective of that relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and I don't know who said it before. It's just like to know him is to want to know him more.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I've touched him. I've encountered him. And it's just like, man, there's so much more. And the beautiful thing about it is that no matter how much of God that you have encountered, he's limitless.
Yeah.
And that is what blows my mind. It's just like, no matter how many beautiful things or awesome things or indescribable things about God that we encounter. And it's just like, there's always going to be more.
There's always it doesn't end. More. You yeah. can continue to dip your cup. You can continue to take another drink. You can continue to spend more time with him.
Amen.
And the Bible says that, you know, we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Listen, this walk with God is meant to be enjoyed. God wants you to come with him along on a journey. It's a destiny of mm-hmm. knowing intimately. We don't serve a moot idol. We don't serve a God that doesn't speak, who doesn't desire to know us. We serve the living God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he desires to know you and for you to know him more and more. More when we come right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you're tired of religion, think about this. If you're tired of all these mechanisms and supporting these ziggurats and all these things going on, if you're ready to get into the kingdom, you know, find someone who's hearing from God. Find a gathering that's hearing from God. Find an apostolic center. Find one of those hubs. Maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. You know, we're located on the Gulf Coast. And Pensacola, Florida, a very significant things that have happened since God told us to establish it here. But they're all around the place. North Carolina, you have Morning Star, you have Church of His Presence in Alabama with Pastor John Kilpatrick. Mm-hmm. You have IHOP Kansas City with Mike Bickle. You have Chuck Pierce, Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He got the good one. He got Texas, man. And so... it's amazing and so God is doing this all over the place. But you want to get into that place. I mean, you can't be used now because you can't even talk. I mean, right?
Hey,
bah,
hey. Proof positive.
I mean, look at this. I mean, here are these Southerners on here. Yeah. I've never heard. I mean, John's obviously from the South.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. It says like, "Ush de la blois español." How the sound country was?
All I did was a dobo to chicken.
Yeah.
He's like, that sounded accurate.
No, I didn't see ever. Even though I did have some chicken this week, some chicken twice, three to four,
Whoa,
7 days.
Hey, chicken.
Yes. As Donna stood in line for me. Jonathan, we are getting to what we're going to cover today. We're going to be talking about Jerusalem and the unemployment rate that's and some different things happening. But
this line, yes.
She stood in this line. This little small. All you got to do is get down. This is all you have to do. Get you a chicken fryer. Put you a building around it.
Oh, my God.
And they will come. I mean, the only thing, they got this place called down south. It's called Church's Chicken.
Oh, they have them there. Oh, wow.
Church's Chicken. And in that, the it's basically a small building around a grease fryer. And there's nowhere to hardly stand in there. There's just a little room for the jalapeno pepper, a little room for the corn, which they now have healthy butter on it. So it's just like, it's a, just an artifact. And she stood there for the longest time.
Really?
Longest time to get me. She probably didn't want to cook. No, no, she did. And believe it or not, I ordered some chicken livers, some fried chicken livers.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. And, you know, I didn't eat. It was just like, they were not good. My mind started thinking, no, it wasn't. It was chicken ash.
Oh.
It was burnt too much. They just somebody's been a new law about chicken livers. Now you got to cook them until they're actually don't hurt you.
Oh.
So anyway, while she was there, you know, this is actually in the region that just got hit by this huge prophetic storm that happened, biblical proportions, as they're saying. She's talking to a lady, and the place is packed. Mm. So if they'll tell you a successful business, people think it's pizza. Down south, it is a big grease fryer. Mm. It's something that you can dip your chicken in flour and just throw it in there. And they'll line up all day long for biscuits and chicken. They being us. And
well, you and John anyway.
You got to double dip it. You used to. We got pitchers.
Not anymore.
We got pitchers.
I know.
The chicken man.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and joining me back from the break is Pat and Steve. And before the break, we were talking about the destiny of the sons and daughters of God. Mm-hmm. And our greatest destiny in God is to know Him. And oftentimes, we were talking about how people settle so many times. Believers settle for head information instead of really pursuing hard after the heart of God and to have personal, intimate revelation. You know, and the Bible gives two distinct words for the word know. And in the Greek, the words are idu and gnosko. The Edu is spelled E-I-D-O, and the second word, gnosko, is G-I-N-O-S-K-O. And they both say no in your Bible, which is K-I-N-O-W, but they both have different meanings. And for instance, like the word edu, to know, it means out of your senses. It means to, you know, out of sound. You know what I mean? It's more like information, right? But the word gnosko is more to know experientially, to know by trial and experience, to know intimately. Well, when you read the scriptures and you read in Matthew 13, verse 11, where it says, it has been given us to know the mysteries of the kingdom, that word know is not referring to know as information, but to know intimately, to know divinely, if you will, the mysteries of the kingdom. In John 10:14-15, it says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. It's not talking about, that's Steve, that's Pat. No, no, I know intimately my sheep. In fact, I know the number of hairs on their head. I know everything about them. I know them. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep intimately, and they know me. See, the expectation is that we know God intimately, just as the Father knows me, and I know gnosko, the Father. The same way that Jesus and the Father have an intimate relationship, the expectation is that as sons and daughters, we can have that same intimate relationship with God.
Amen.
And to think that we will spend eternity thinking, growing, and having these encounters with God, it's amazing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Anyone that's bored And Christianity simply has not really experienced God in the fullness of what they can. And the cool and amazing thing, the hope for you today, is that you absolutely can. You have a place at the table. God has a seat waiting for you. And it's just for your decision to say, listen, I want more. Mm-hmm. I want to know you more. I want to experience you more. I want to see you move in my life. And I want to know your ways. And that's available to us. It's our destiny. It's absolutely our destiny.
Amen. Yeah, it's just been encouraged. I mean, you think about, I was thinking about when we were talking about during the break. It's just like Alan Hood recently, just a couple of years ago, and he had shared that when he was younger, he was thinking about the four heavenly creatures around the throne room of God. Mm-hmm. And for all of eternity, forever, since beginning of time, they will always say, holy, holy, holy. And he just, just like you're saying, in our carnal thinking, in our limitless ability of our brains, we think, well, man, that's just, is that all they do?
Yeah.
Don't they get tired?
Don't they get old?
Don't they just like want to stretch or something? Or just, but you think about it, and then the Holy Spirit said to Alan, no one makes them leave. That is their greatest desire, to think that you can gaze upon the very presence of God in his fullness and to see all of him for all of eternity. And it's just like, just what you're saying, it's just like, it's not about what we initially think about God, but it's who he is. And we can spend those moments in this life and in all of eternity and be like, what, you mean there's more? What, you mean there's more?
It's his great pleasure.
Yeah.
It's his great pleasure to unveil and to release and open windows of revelation to us and bring us to the place where we go, oh my goodness, there is so much more to you. I mean, if you can have that experience with in the natural with someone and you say, oh wow, I've known everything about you in this 60 seconds have we been here. Wow, that's all that there is. Cartoons, okay, cool. Baseball, video game, okay, great, check. Then you meet other people, you're like, man, the depth of this person, that wow, there's more to you. And that's on a natural basis, right? Mm-hmm. We can imagine the unlimitless depth that we have in knowing God.
Yeah.
You know, 1 Corinthians says that, he who unites himself with God is one spirit with him. It's one. We can be united with God. And that should be our quest, so that when people look at us, maybe they'd see God in us, that there would be nothing. And let me tell you, I have a long way to go, but why not let that be our aim?
Amen.
That we want to walk so intimately with God, like Enoch did, that we become one with him, one spirit, one mind. And that's our call in life, is to glorify him, is to exalt him. It's that he may be made known and revealed in us, in our life, and by our actions and by our thoughts. You know, that's Matthew 7 says, many will come to me and that say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy, perform these miracles, cast out demons? And he's going to say, I never knew you. That's that intimate word, gnosko again. There was no intimacy. And here's the thing. If we're going to obey the great commandment and the great commission, if we're going to tell the world about Jesus, I think it'd be a great idea for us to actually know the one in whom we want other people to know. Okay. the greatest thing any evangelist should have is an intimate relationship with God. How can we bring other people to the Lord for them to know him, if we, in fact, don't even know him, right?
Amen.
We know information about him. It's that passion. It's that daily occurrence. It's that opportunity that we have abiding with him. And listen, if you've been hearing us speak about abiding, we want to encourage you today. Don't waste another moment. Go to iabide.org. We have a simple plan, a free plan that we would love to get into your hands. Doesn't cost you a thing. And in this plan, you're going to learn some simple tools on how you can begin to have a relationship with God. You can begin on a daily basis, come to know this Jesus who knows you. To think that before the foundations of the earth, God knew you. To think that God actually knitted you in your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. Mm-hmm. And he's eagerly anticipating you coming to want to know him more and more. And when you do that, isn't it amazing how you can be, you can experientially talk about God?
Yeah.
And, you know, a person with an argument is always at the mercy of someone with an experience. And you can talk all of this stuff about, yes, and God, listen, I know him. Mm. You know, I was blind, believe me. But now, oh, I can see.
Amen.
I can see. I have encountered him. And once you encounter God, once you know him, there really is no turning back.
Amen.
I mean, and I know that this is the same thing that you're encountering, Steve, as you're, we've been talking side by side and sharing, and Pat as well. Mm. This is our call. This is our passion, is to know him and to make him known. That's what we're called. It's that simple, to know him experientially and to make him known all around the world. We invite you to the same quest. We invite you to enjoy the destiny that you have as a son and daughter of God. If you accepted Jesus into your life, listen, don't just stop at the front door foyer. Come on in. Walk around. Mm-hmm. Get to know him. Be a disciple. Get your roots down so that you can have fruit up and you can begin to walk intimately, experientially with Jesus Christ, and you can begin to tell others what you've experienced in God. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. It's time. Come on. It's time to follow God. It's time to read his word and do what it says. Listen, there's grace for that. There's mercy for that. I mean, walking with God, there's nothing more exciting than to be the church. Yes, the truth is, if the church doesn't grasp this revelation, we may lose our own country.
Right.
We may lose this freedom that God's given us. But lose it or not lose it. Listen, let me tell you something. The church is across the world. Every form of government is in all those different nations and the nation that you're in. But listen, the kingdom of God continues on no matter what. It's time to read the word and do what it says. Do you know, that's what Vine Fellowship Network does. Mm-hmm. You know, we just believe what God says and we begin to do it. You know, Vine Fellowship Network is a network of abiding churches, you know, led by pastors, and that maybe you have inside of you, Lord's calling you to plant a church. You know, maybe in your city that you're called, you feel like the Lord's calling you to be able to plant a church. But guess what? That's not wrong to be able to advance the kingdom and share the gospel of Jesus Christ in your city. But you need to be connected, rightly related. You need to be have other brothers and sisters standing with you and to be trained, make disciples, teach them to obey all my teachings, Jesus said. You know, VFNU, we have everything available for you if we are for you. If God's calling you to relate to us, that's Vine Fellowship Network, or Vine Fellowship Network, or VFNFamily.org. VFNFamily.org. Listen, that is not wrong what you're seeking to do, but you got to make sure it can't be just done any old way. You have to do it in a way that you're covered and rightly related, and you have people standing with you who understand that this is a God thing. This is what he wants, to go into all the world and preach the good news of the kingdom. And those who believe, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey all my commandments. Check it out. VFNFamily.org. VFNFamily.org.
And I'm telling you, if you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.